Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Now a Friday morning. Welcome to the weekend of Friday in the summertime. What can beat that? Lots to do, plenty to talk about. Your overnight oasis back in effect. It is Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. Of course, the number you know, 888-808-1019. Plenty to do, lots to discuss as we take you up until 5 o'clock and the warm-up show comes your way. 5 big hours in the overnight. We got to hit on some football stuff. I got a couple of basketball things. We got another zoo trade. Just when you thought we had been done with the zoo. No, there's another trade from zoos. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. But where we have to start, of course, is with the New York Yankees. They are the hot topic. After going out yesterday, final game of their series in Chicago against the White Sox. They get set to play now the Cubs. Hopefully things go better there. But the final series against the White Sox. And, you know, the beauty of baseball is each day is its own thing. You know, there really is no carryover. And with baseball, you could show up at the ballpark or plop down on your couch and watch a game, and you could see something completely different, something you've never seen before. Not so much with these New York Yankees, because these New York Yankees, they put it out there consistently day in and day out. You know they're not going to score a whole bunch of runs. They're going to do a good job pitching-wise. They'll make some plays that will make you scream at your TV. And the games will come right down to the wire because their offense is just not very good. So the Yankees yesterday, they lose in extra innings again, this time 2-1. This after a 12-inning loss the day before. Yesterday it was 11-inning loss as the offense unable to really do much of anything. And it's the same story for the Yankees. And it's a clear situation. What you want at this time of the year, with the baseball trade deadline set for Monday, you want to have clarity. We talked about last night the one thing the Mets do have, although they're trying to switch it up, they have clarity. They are one of the few teams that's out of it and knows it. The Yankees, like any team, wants to have clarity. What do we need to do? What do we need to fix? Where do we look to improve? What trades do we have to make? And given the way this Yankee offense has performed, really since Aaron Judge has gone down, there could never be a clearer sign that the Yankees have to go out and make significant additions to the offense by the trade deadline on Monday. And for all the talk that we will spend, and we have spent so far kind of, at 888-808-1019, talking about this name or that name, Tarek Skubal's name or Mason Miller's name, it's like the old line about the presidential election. What was that, 92? It's the economy stupid. It's the offense stupid. The Yankee problem is the offense. They don't score enough runs. And just to go back to since the All-Star break, now 13 games. 9 of those 13 games, the Yankees have scored 3 runs or fewer. Yesterday, 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. And it's a microcosm of why the Yankees fail in October a lot of times. Now, this is different because Aaron Judge is not here right now. So, obviously, the offense is going to be impacted by that. But what has been clear has been proven for once and for all. It's almost as if Aaron Judge has proven his MVP attributes to a Yankee offense with him not even being part, maybe more so without being part of a Yankee offense. Because without him, they cannot function. They cannot do basically anything. So, yes, he looks like an MVP when he plays, but you really see how much of an MVP when he's not even there. Because the Yankees can't do a single thing. And over the last couple of games, it is a perfect microcosm of why the Yankees struggle so much in playoff baseball, in tournament-style baseball, where one play is magnified because of the short season and the postseason and all that type of stuff. You got to play clean baseball. You can't make self-inflicted wounds. And the Yankees, when the pressure hits, make self-inflicted wounds. And when games come down to execution, fundamentals, coming through in the clutch, when the games come down to stuff like that, especially like that's kind of what happens in the postseason, right? The pitching is better because you're facing the good teams. Every chance, you have to be able to capitalize on it. You can't give other teams extra chances. The Yankees don't excel at that. Another prime example yesterday. You would have thought after the play two nights ago with Ally Sanchez throwing down to third base, stupid, the definition of trying to do too much, right? You would have thought, well, it's going to be a while before we see something as brain dead as that. Actually, it was not a long time before we saw something as dumb as that. Because yesterday in a 0-0 game with Jason Dominguez, getting a big hit, a double, pushing it, going to third, would have got in there no problem. A triple in a 0-0 game. Setting the Yankees up to get the first run of the game, break through, and who knows? You break through at that spot, maybe things are different from that. Maybe all of a sudden, that kind of breaks the fever a little bit, and maybe you break out from there. You put up a crooked number. But, of course, Jason Dominguez had to overslide third base. And not even overslide third base in a forgivable way. He looked like he was trying to slide from the infield into the opposing dugout. He looked like he was trying to slide right off the field. It looked like if you were playing like a PlayStation game, it almost seemed like a glitch. He went so far past the bag. It was not even remotely close. Just another day where the Yankees make mind-numbing mistakes. And I don't know, the White Sox might not be that great a team. They might not be a team you face in the playoffs. They might not be a team that goes to the World Series. But that kind of environment is what you see come playoff time. And the Yankees continue to make those kind of mind-numbing mistakes where one little thing matters a whole lot more in a 0-0 game, in a close game when your offense is not able to perform night in and night out. You can't make those kinds of mistakes. But you know, because we've watched it for 10 years now, that nothing will be done to correct those kind of mistakes. Because those kind of mistakes are a trademark of the Aaron Boone New York Yankees. You know, whenever this thing ends with Aaron Boone and the Yankees under this current regime, you will look back, barring a World Series win at some point, and you will think,
hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
That when the games come down to fundamentals and execution and playing clean, the Yankees are at their worst. When it's simply about just hitting home runs and scoring runs. Yeah, when it's just about the talent and you can overwhelm another team with talent, Yankees look pretty good. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, when you find yourself in a close game, which you almost certainly will come playoff time, the Yankees do not, that's when they are at their worst. And yesterday was just another example in a countless, I mean, how many more examples do you need? How many more examples do you need to watch where it's just mind-numbing mistakes on a day-in and day-out basis, and nothing, you know, nothing is going to be done to fix that. Nothing is going to be addressed to fix that. You know, they asked Aaron Boone after the game about that play, and he starts spinning, because as soon as that play happened, the first thing I thought of when I got past the instantaneous rage of, oh my God, the Yankees just blew a golden opportunity because the guy can't even slide into third base and stay on third base. They made the bases bigger and he's still overslot. How much bigger do you need to make the bases? In that case, the base would need to be, you know that glove they have in San Francisco? Do they still have that? That's how big the base would need to be to slow down Jason Dominguez as he was charging into third base. But they asked Aaron Boone after the game, and he gave again some nonsensical answer, trying to compare it. Well, you know, when you're stealing a base. He wasn't stealing a base, Aaron. Just say, that can't happen. We got to clean that kind of stuff up. That's the type of stuff you should learn kind of in Little League. You can't overslide the base. And it wasn't a bang-bang play. He was in there by quite a bit. But those type of things with the Yankees happen on a regular basis. But as I said last night, in some ways, I almost feel like these kind of games, these kind of losses have a silver lining. Because when you are looking for clarity, the Yankees have given you maybe nothing more than clarity as to what needs to be fixed by Monday. And that is improving the offense. And the beauty of it is, it's not just the catching position, right? Like the catching thing, if they don't bring in someone who can actually hit the baseball as a catcher, shut it all down. Shut it all down. They will be as irrelevant as the Mets are. If you can't even fix the most basic thing, which is so crystal clear, there might not be another team in the playoff race like the Yankees are in the playoff race that has as glaring a need for an improvement, for an upgrade, as the Yankees do at catcher. But that's not the only position. They got a bunch of positions because they have an offense that does not work. It is an offense that is completely propped up by Aaron Judge, clearly. But if you're telling me, as they are, he's going to be back, well, got to improve things for when he does return come playoff time. Now, look, if they want to come out and say, no, we know for sure Aaron Judge is not coming back, all right, then maybe shut it down. But you keep telling me he's coming back. So you got to make the improvements to give yourself the best opportunity to actually win a World Series. And that's what Monday and the trade deadline will tell you. You know, it's very easy in life to say something is important to you, right? It's easy to say this is, like I've gained a little bit of extra weight, right? I put on a couple of pounds over the summertime. Vacation, late nights, things happen. So I can make the claim, you know what? I gotta drop a couple LBs. You know, the pants are getting a little tight around the waist. But if every night I'm sitting down watching TV, eating a giant piece of cake, obviously losing weight is not really that important to me. I can say it is, but it's not. That's the same case with the New York Yankees. You can tell me that winning a World Series is important from now until the cows come home. But if you can't go out and make a number of deals before the trade deadline on Monday, I don't want to hear anything ever again about how important winning is to you. You have a roster, a pitching staff, a bullpen that is capable of doing big stuff come October, I think. I don't know if they're capable of winning a World Series, but you're in the conversation. But you will not win a World Series with this offense like this. It's just not going to happen. So you can't tell, you can't say that you haven't seen it. You can't say you haven't been warned. It's crystal clear on a day-in, day-out basis. Do you want to do something about it, or are you cool living like this? Because if you're going to live like this, let us know, and then we can check out for the rest of the season. Because this ain't going to happen. This ain't going to work. We've seen far better teams with far better offenses as a Yankee team get shut down come October time. So if you go into October with this offense without significant upgrades, well, then we know how that story is going to end even before that story begins. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's get some phone calls involved here as we get you underway here on a Friday morning. Let's start off with Sean is in Jersey. Sean,
first hey, up on the Hey, how's fan. It going, Gordon?
Hey, Sean, what's going on, man?
I'm doing all right. I hope your vacation went pretty well.
Oh, it was amazing.
That's great to hear. So I wanted to touch base about the Yankees because, honestly, the last two games that they had, of course, they went to extra innings, but both were abysmal, in my opinion, especially the one last night. That was the most abysmal one when Sanchez did that most dumbest choice with doing that throw. Oh, my goodness. That was like a biggest thing that I did not like. And then Boone saying, there's like, oh, we're just playing cash out of nowhere. Like, really? That's not playing cash. It's called bad judgment and miscommunication.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious to anybody who's watched baseball, and Aaron Boone knows that, and the fact that he can't even admit that much kind of tells you how he, you know, like what his job is based on. His job is based on making sure that players are never called out publicly. I mean, that's the only thing that under no set of circumstances can he ever call out a player publicly, and that's what that tells you.
Yeah, I mean, and not only, you did mention, like, it's not only the offense that needs work, it's also the defense itself that you met. That's also another thing, too, because now that you think about it, with the deadline looming closer and closer, this is the time to make them trades, get to those phones, try to get a player that'll actually do their part, actually do their work, and then actually provide some insurance policy to the team.
Well, look, the defense. I've mentioned the defense a ton, Sean. Thanks for the phone call. That it's kind of hard to envision a team going deep into October who gives teams extra outs, who has these mental issues that pop up on a fairly regular basis, like the Yankees do. So if that's the case, yeah, look, there's plenty of areas that they could look to improve. You know, the fact I mentioned the catcher position, and we talked a lot last night about Hunter Goodwin, that's not the only spot. That's not the only spot at all. Go up and down the Yankee order. Outside of Ben Rice and the guys who are hurt right now, there's a bunch of... Pick a spot. You could probably improve upon it. You know, I was not overly negative when they brought back Trent Grisham. I thought it was an overpay, but I thought, you know what? If he comes back healthy and he's not going to have the same season as he had a year ago, obviously that was kind of a career year, but if more of those home runs turn into doubles, he could still be a productive player. He is not a productive offensive player. You know, I kind of tried to look to Jazz Chisholm's talent, and think, you know, guy had a really good year last year. He is a talented guy. It has not worked. Shortstop is shortstop. Yankees got two guys we've been arguing about all season long. Neither of them are very good. The catching spot is the catch. Like, there's a bunch of spots. If the Yankees want to upgrade, I don't want to hear about, well, you know, that it was just too tough to make a deal, or the old classic, we got injured guys who are coming back. That's nonsense. If you are serious, if you are still the New York Yankees and not just the New York Yankees in name only, well, then you have to go out and give yourself a chance to win a World Series. And with this offense, that ain't going to happen. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls involved. The one thing that I've already heard in regards to the Yankees, I guess it's true of other teams that are buyers at the trade deadline, but it's specific to the Yankees and how it does not pass the smell test. I'll tell you what it is coming up. 888-808-1019. Just getting started on a Friday morning. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis right here on The Fan.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.